And at that time, what was the reply of Israelites or Bani Israel? They said to Musa alayhi salam, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قائدون. Go Musa with your Lord and fight. As we are concerned, we will watch here. We will sit and watch. We will watch TV. Of course, there was no TV at that time. But in our modern language, we will sit here and watch. Do you and do your jihad. Why you are bothering us with jihad? So this was their reply. The reply of those people to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. That now you can't come out from the desert of Sina. You have to wander in it. So they kept on wandering for 40 years. 40 salatan yatihuna fil ard. They used to wander. They used to go right in the morning, taking their way to come out of Sinai Peninsula to Palestine, but at the evening time they will come back to the same place. Keep on wandering. They were not guided to go out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted with that those people who were brought up in captivity of Egypt, those people who got no courage to do jihad, let them die. They all died. And their progeny, who were brought up in Sinai, not in captivity, they were the people who were able to do jihad, capture Jericho, enter into Palestine. Under the leadership of Yusha, the successor of Musa alayhis, they entered Palestine, and then among them emerged a great commander. That was Dawud alayhis salam. Dawud alayhis salam was their first king, who ruled for 33 years. And then came his son, Sulaiman, who ruled for 40 years. Sulaiman alayhis salam is the one who erected the Temple of Solomon, which is known as Al-Haykal al-Sulaymani in Arabic language. He erected the Temple of Solomon on the hill of Zion in Jerusalem. Jerusalem means the city of peace. Its name is actually Ur Salam. Ur Salam, which has now turned into Jerusalem, the city of peace. Just like Darussalam, the city of peace. So there are two hills. One hill is known as Zion. On that was erected Haykal al-Sulaiman, the temple of Sulaiman. After the death of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and how many years they have ruled? 40 plus 33, 73 years, just 73 years. After that, the kingdom which was established with Dawud alayhi salam, followed by Sulaiman alayhi salam, was split into two kingdoms. One is Judea, the capital of which was Jerusalem, and the one is Israel, the capital of which was Shechem, known now as Nablus. The first state, which is Judea, that was ruled by the son of Sulaiman alayhi salam, known as Rahbaam. And the other state, which was known as Israel, with the capital Nablus or Shechem, was ruled by another person known as Yerbaam. Now this kingdom of the son of Sulaiman, whose name was Rahbaam, it continued for another 300 years. And the state of Yerbaam, which was Israel, it continued for about 225 years. And then what happened? Famous incident where the Babylonian king, Banu Khadnadar, or Nabuchadnadar, invaded Palestine, and then he brought the Jews back to Babylonia in captivity. He destroyed the Temple of Solomon completely. Brought the Jews to Babylonia, that is their first captivity, where they had to live for 70 years in the captivity of Babylonia. Why this happened to them? Because till that time, they have left the teachings of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have left the teachings of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they have started even worshipping the idols. They went against the teachings of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they corrupted in the land. Whenever you disobey God, that is the corruption in the land. Fasad fil ard. So they have done fasad fil ard. And because of their fasad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has punished them. Their temple of Sulaiman was totally destroyed. They were taken into captivity. That was their first corruption.
وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ.
We are going to do fasad twice. So that was the first fasad, which was